This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Reese Jackson. Reese is the president and CEO of the Chesapeake Regional Healthcare System, Chesapeake Regional Health. He's going to talk today about how strategy's changed in the last couple of years, what he's most excited about today, priorities, what he's seen with COVID, and a little bit more. Reese, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. It's interesting, you know, today's podcast is being recorded the first day of Nurses Week, and which is the precursor to Hospital Week. So the day began here at the hospital, and as I, with this kind of a celebration, and we've continued to make rounds, through the hospital, and it made me think of my career. So I'll kind of introduce myself with kind of those thoughts, you know, about my career and as it relates to who I am, which is, you know, for me, very much a mission, a calling. You know, when I was a kid, just shaped by life events, you know, taking my mom to the emergency room, her having a stroke, those kinds of things. You know, we're all shaped by our life events. But today, I thought about the nurse executives that I've worked with in the past that have shaped me. I've thought about my own experiences as a father, you know, with new babies. I've thought about my experiences in the intensive care, where actually I lost my mom eventually. So, you know, those kinds of things, when you asked me to introduce myself, I just want to just begin by saying healthcare has always been a calling for me. I can't separate what I do from who I am. And I think many of us, you know, in the field are that way. I've been a healthcare executive for a number of years. I've traveled about. I've worked for large multi-state systems, and I've worked for standalones. I've worked mostly in the nonprofit world, and I've had a great ride. And I'm happy to be where I am now.
And Reese, talk a bit about Chesapeake Regional and the strategy and how strategy looks this year versus pre-pandemic. What are some of the changes, adjustments, accelerations? What are some of the things you're seeing in strategy and what you're looking at?
Yeah, in my way of thinking, really, the pandemic has nothing to do, little to do with strategy, with the potential exception of how it relates to the community. So, you know, strategy is always evolving, you know, and we typically think of it, or at least I do, in 3-year increments. So, you know, looking back, you know, we had a strategic plan for those, you know, upcoming few years. We're actually at that point now where we're reshaping and now reinventing ourselves. What are we going to do the next 3 years? Because we've practically achieved everything that we set out to do 3 years ago. So, you know, growth, you know, what you do, you know, on your campus, off your campus. So how are you growing and evolving as a hospital, your core service? You know, how are you growing and evolving away from your campus in the ambulatory world? Also, you know, medical staff development, you know, where are you now with your medical staff? You know, what investments must you make with them to better serve your community? And then, you know, the pandemic, I guess, you know, in many respects, you know, we stepped into the world of public health this past year, more so than ever, you know, with nasal swab testing in the beginning, you know, the vaccine efforts of late, you know, just more awareness of, you know, being role models, you know, throughout the community. So, you know, that, if you want to call that strategy, I'm not so sure that I do, but if I did, I would tie it to community, and certainly, you know, growth and community are part of strategy. But the pandemic, in most respects, have not affected, you know, our thought processes. We've held steady. The CARES monies, obviously, without the CARES monies, maybe I wouldn't be making these same comments. So I will say that.
And talk about the goals that you set 3 years ago. I mean, obviously last year was an interruption in a lot of everybody's life, and that's to say the least, a lot worse than an interruption for very, very many. But how does the achievement look when you look back the last 3 years compared to what you had set as goals 3 years ago or strategy 3 years ago?
Well, I'm just thrilled. You know, we went through a planning process with our medical staff, our governing board, community leaders, our own employees. So we went through a rigorous process, and you know, we prioritized the neurosciences, a development of a heart program, emphasis on mother baby, women's health, and oncology. So on the campus, and we had other priorities off the campus, but just staying for now on the campus. So we refinanced our debt. We went out with a public bond offering, and our critical care tower is going to be ready this November. You know, when the pandemic hit, you know, we did pull together with a board. We thought through the cash flow implications. It was a bit scary, I'll admit, but we had an obligation to bondholders. We were going to stop construction. We just kept moving on. And frankly, it was uplifting. You know, it was uplifting for our organization to see our new cancer center, which is now operational. It was and tied to our strategic plan. It was uplifting to see, you know, the critical care tower near completion. And when it's completed, we can renovate our women's health areas. And we also implemented a neuroscience program. You know, we are on the cusp of becoming a comprehensive stroke center. So the pandemic did not slow us down. You know, it scared us. It made us, gave us pause for concern, but we never stopped our forward progress. I mean, never once. So I'm very proud of, you know, not having halted or stopped doing things. Now, maybe we're just fortunate. I recognize a lot of rural hospitals were, you know, couldn't say these same things. So I'm not saying that my remarks apply to all hospitals, but it's certainly, you know, that's my answer to you and how it applied to us.
Fantastic. Talk about what you're most excited about this year, Reese.
Well, yeah, I love to implement, and my team here, we're never presiders, right? We're a team of implementers. We buck the trend because we're independent. We're not part of a multi-state system. We compete against those. And, you know, so I love to compete, and I'm always excited to compete. You know, medicine is a team sport. If you can't work with your medical staff, with your employees, with your governing board, you know, you'll fail. So it is a team sport. You are interdependent. You depend, you know, heavily on everyone I just mentioned, but particularly your medical staff. So as we refashion and reshape, you know, our strategic plan, you know, we have to have them in our corner. They have to share the same vision with us. So, and that's where we are. That's where we are right now. We're at that point where, you know, we have to really make sure that we can implement, because we can't implement without them. So those are the things that excite me. I think is what excites me is getting things done. And whether that's on the campus or off the campus, there's so many opportunities for us. If I was to pick something I'm most excited about, it's probably doing the things off the campus now, the ambulatory plans that we have to expand, you know, urgent care, primary care acquisitions or other ways to grow primary care, further development of our subspecialization. You know, it's everything. It's all tied to that strategic plan. The one thing I would say to you, though, is that we tend to think of a strategic plan as related to growth or community. That's not what we call ours. We call ours a strategic operational plan, because those other aspects about people and, you know, investing in your workforce so that you can make sure you have, you're not as affected by the nursing shortage. You know, quality, we're now a 4-star hospital. You know, a couple of years ago, we were a 2-star hospital. You know, that's a big change for us. And we still have a lot of room to grow with our customer service. I will definitely be prioritizing customer service no other time in my career. The next couple of years, I'm going to step out in a big way, and I'm going to make sure that everyone around here is smiling and greeting people and doing the things they need to be doing. And then, you know, finance, obviously, the relationship between, you know, particularly with Medicare and other CMS opportunities, we'll be embarking on we can qualify now for the 340B drug program. We'll be, you know, working towards implementing that this year. We'll be converting to a regional referral center and RRC status. So that's going to take up a lot of our time. So all these things, the nitty gritty, you know, getting into the details, that's why we frame it as a strategic operational plan. It's more than just about growth. It's all these other things that, you know, hospitals, obviously, both capital and labor, you know, heavy. I mean, you know, that's what makes hospitals so different. They're both capital and labor intensive. So we've got to manage, you know, our FTEs, but at the same time, we've got to pay people well, treat people well, and we've got to manage our capital appetite. And that will be our biggest challenge, is making sure that, you know, hopefully we can make 4 cents on the dollar and reinvest 2 cents into us today and keep 2 pennies for tomorrow. You know, those are the things that we focus on. That's the discipline that's required to be a standalone. That's why we are the lowest provider in the Commonwealth of Virginia in terms of cost efficiency. We're number one in the state. So, you know, we've not needed to join a bigger system to have lower cost efficiencies. We just have to mind our P's and Q's and implement.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Reese, for joining us. I could not agree with you more about this mix of strategy and operations, and how operations are such an important part of everything. And people just look at big strategic ideas, but not operations. There's almost always a disconnect. So I love your approach to it. And Reese, thank you again for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Okay. And to all those nurses that may be listening, happy Nurses Week.